You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Seattle Mariners continue to have a very, very nice month. They're putting together a very good second half, and they are right there in the thick of the wild card race and maybe the division race. Let's talk to Greg Johns about all of that. I'm Allison Footer. Greg, okay, so good stuff going on with the Mariners, but also a little shuffling going on, too. So James Paxton went to the DL. Some rotation changes. Why don't you just like give us sort of an overview on what's going on there?
Yeah, that rotation, you know, for a team that's really made a good push and won 11 out of their last 14, you kind of look at it and sometimes you know, maybe wonder why if you look at a rotation that suddenly with Wade LeBlanc, Ariel Miranda, and Cody Martin, three of the five guys who are going forward. Those are not names you would have expected not only the start of the year but probably a few weeks ago even. They've had to shuffle. Paxton got hit in the head. Paxton, I think, probably their best pitcher, really, for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And took a hard line drive off his elbow in his last start against the Angels. He was in the ninth inning and he'd only given up one unearned run the entire game. He's pitching lights out. And just takes a shot off the elbow off from Andrelton Simmons. And they thought it wasn't going to be too bad. Just a bruise, and expected him to be back earlier this week. But shoot, that thing, the swelling kind of moved down into his forearm, and it's just still causing him some problems, a little tightness when he's throwing. So they put him on the DL, and he's going to be out till probably about middle of next week. They expect him to slide back into their rotation. So they'll need to pick up a start from Cody Martin. They had Ariel Miranda. His spot started a couple times, filling in for Taijuan Walker, who was sent down to AAA. Nate Karns on the DL as well. You know, they traded away Wade Miley. So a lot of changes in that rotation. Really just Felix and Iwakuma at the top is all you've got left from the guys you would have expected. And Felix himself is out for a couple months. So that group has really undergone a lot of upheaval. And it seems to be kind of holding their own with a lot of help from an outstanding bullpen here recently. So they'll make their way. If they get Paxton back, I think that'll help a lot. We'll see if Taijuan can straighten himself out at AAA. They want to see him get a couple good starts down there, and if he can come back and be what he was early in the season, that would be a huge force. So certainly have the pieces there for that rotation, but kind of juggling him right now. Cody Martin getting a start tonight as we sit here in Anaheim. So interesting to see how he does. The guy out of Gonzaga University that's very excited about getting a chance to get a start for the team he watched while he was pitching over Gonzaga in Spokane. So some good stuff. Ariel Miranda has looked pretty good, the guy they picked up in the Miley trade. And Wade LeBlanc has certainly been an effective veteran. So getting some good outings from those guys, but certainly would like to get Paxton and Taijuan back into that mix.
Yeah, so Martin, he had five relief appearances for them, mainly started at AAA, so he's all stretched out, and that's pretty much that's exactly what his role is, what he's about to take on, right? To be able to step in and make sure that, I mean, it is kind of like everything you're describing would tell me that with 6 weeks left in the season, this is a team that's probably not so much a contender, but they've played some of their best baseball since all this has happened, right?
Well, they have, and it's interesting. I mean, teams go through things. I remember when Jerry DePoto started the season, he said, "Hey, we need better pitching depth. This organization has to get deeper." You know, you use 8-10 pitchers as starters in a year sometimes, and he was thinking that was stretching out. Cody Martin will be their 13th starting pitcher this year, so
wow.
They've extended a little further than expected there, and they've had 29 pitchers overall, count the bullpen, which is a club record as well for a season. And here we are still in mid-August, and September calls will probably flush that number out further. So they've done well considering all the turnover they've had, and DePoto is a guy who certainly likes to make moves and has made a ton of them, and seems to be making things work pretty well. So I think considering what they've gone through, they're doing pretty darn well. A couple games out of the wild card here as they hit the stretch run.
Yeah, so the bullpen before Tuesday's game, which was not pretty. But before that, 1.25 ERA over 14 games. The hitters were only batting 189 against these guys. So this rookie closer, Diaz, he's had a lot to do with just this surge. So as we know, bullpens are so, so key to not only getting to that finish line, but then getting way into October. So I would imagine, I guess everyone's pretty encouraged by overall what they've seen.
Sure. They found a difference maker in Edwin Diaz, Allison. I mean, there's no question. This kid, 22-year-old that they brought up from Double A in midseason, and you know, it's one of their top pitching starting prospects, and they decided, hey, we like him as a bullpen guy, might be able to, you know, help us out earlier than we expected. That they flipped him in Jackson to the bullpen. He's lights out down there. They promote him to Seattle and kind of start to work him in, and here we are, boom, in August, hitting a playoff push, and he's your 22-year-old closer. And he has been the difference, really, to me in setting up that bullpen. When they made the move to him, they were at 500 on the 2nd of August. Since then, they're 11-3. He's 7-for-7 in saves, and they're 8-0 in the games he's been in. 33 innings, Allison, 60 strikeouts. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Wow.
Levels of strikeouts with only 8 walks. I mean, he's been as good as any closer you've seen in baseball this year. And he's a 22-year-old kid, and teams are struggling to figure him out. It's interesting. I mean, he's putting up striking out 2 guys in the inning for a stretch. And the last few outings, interestingly, the strikeouts started to go down a little because they're coming out and swinging. They don't want to get down in the count. The kid coming in throwing 100 miles an hour with a wipeout slider to back it up. So, you know, they're coming out trying to be a little more aggressive with him. His last save against the Angels here, he only needed 5 pitches because they came out and just hit a couple weak pops, and then he struck out a guy on 3 pitches, and boom, he was done. So team's trying to figure him out, and he is a guy that has definitely made a difference, you know, with some help from some other guys that have come on recently. But Edwin Diaz, I think, arguably pushing himself into, you know, I don't know that he'll win the Rookie of the Year because Michael Fulmer of the Tigers has been outstanding as a starter for a longer stretch of time, but I think he's going to put himself in that conversation by the end of the year if he keeps doing what he's doing.
So let's tie a big bow on this and fill in the blank. The Mariners need to focus on X in order to get to that finish line. Like, what's the main area that really needs to keep, like, staying together, or something that, like, needs to happen in order for them to, like, solidify that playoff spot? What would you say that is?
Well, I think, as we talked about, I think that starting pitching is going to be
right.
The key, and I don't think you can get around that. I mean, their offense has been pretty solid. I think really in the big picture, they just got to win series. They just got to keep winning series. They've got a favorable schedule, really, as they go forward. There's quite a few games left still with the Angels and A's. They got two key series with the Rangers still on the schedule. And I think if you want to point to individual games, those are going to be some some fun stuff. They're 4-8 against the Rangers this year. They've got 6 or 7 games left with them, and you know, if they can make progress in those, they're still within range in the AL West, and certainly within range in the wild card picture. So, you know, if they keep that pitching solid, if they have, and I think, as we talked about, get that rotation back square away, I think they really could be a factor. They seem to be set up pretty nicely. They got to stay healthy. They can't afford to keep losing guys. That's for sure. So I think, you know, those are the keys. Get that pitching back in the square. Keep that offense going, and see where they go here down the stretch. Be fun. Games that mean stuff down the stretch are pretty fun. It's been a lot of years in Seattle when that hasn't happened, but mm-hmm. I think fans are waiting to jump on that bandwagon and see where they can go down the stretch here in the rest of August and September.
Okay, good stuff. We will keep our eye on that. Thanks a lot, Greg. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Allison. Good talking to you.
Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.